are back in a good way though.
No, yeah, but it was
beautiful to see. But we was in a club in a section.
I get what you're saying, but what I'm saying is in my mind though, when I think about them, I think like they say I don't do this, not I won't do this. You know what I mean? It's like going out with KJ, like doesn't drink, like he doesn't do this, like that's not what he does. He won't say I won't do this. You know what I mean?
Okay. Yeah.
Like I've seen him taking a couple shots before or whatever.
But I know before it was more of a situation.
I think it's more of a stigma we put with whenever certain people say a certain thing, and it's like I've never looked at them like that.
They were that.
I won't do it.
Yeah, they were that.
100%. See, I hate people that do that. I won't. I'm like, listen, we're not saying get wasted, get blasted. We're like, you don't even have to do that. Just don't. It's like you're almost demeaning those who do.
It sucks because
like I won't be like you or I won't be like this.
When you're changing your life for the better, you feel like you have to completely separate yourself from things that you
on some level
can enjoy.
Right. It's almost about how can I look the part.
But it's like a drunk Muslim with a ham sandwich.
It's like how can you put yourself in a situation and not come out of it looking bad in situations where
there's a lot of
they're portrayed as being bad.
Yeah, there's a perception behind it, I guess, maybe.
It takes
you have to just say like F you.
Yeah, it takes a good mental.
Literally, that's what LeBron does. LeBron just says F you about everything.
That's how I am right now. You know what I'm saying?
He literally does whatever. LeBron does whatever the heck he wants.
I'm just myself.
Right. That's how I feel most people should move. But what I'm saying is, but yeah, when you are changing, I guess, on some level. But I mean, once you go like, especially a religious route, like, I don't even think it's like the people that, they're not doing it for like the people that know him. I feel like they do it more for the people that don't know him because they need it.
But why do you have to portray yourself in a certain way? Because
you got to build a resume to certain people. Because you're not a public perceptional, do you?
I think the journey is you trying to actually change
control
for the
that.
Better.
Yeah.
And you think that you have
but
to
But you
got to
also know that this is not
that,
bad.
You think that you have to change yourself and everything that you've ever done. And this is all about the world. You know what I'm saying?
But is that about erasing your past?
That's what some people think. You know what I'm saying? But I think real change is being yourself, but removing negative habits, removing things that don't serve.
Right, because these are like, I mean, you know, drinking is definitely not a good thing. But I'm not even talking about that necessarily, you know what I mean? Just like moving in certain spaces, you know what I mean? Certain people on some level. I mean, you do have to separate yourself from, toxic people, whatever the word is.
Right, right.
But what I'm saying is, you know, just say that, you know what I mean? Just be like, listen, this is what I'm trying to do. Don't act like, oh, you know, I'm done with this forever because this will never change.
That's what most people do at the beginning.
Me, I separate myself from a lot of things, I think.
Yeah, I mean, you got to.
Like, you have to separate yourself. Like, if you want to do, I mean, I guess, better.
Yeah, you just got to stay away.
You got to stay away from some of the BS.
Are we going to do Sober October?
No.
Okay, just because I was like, because I looked at the schedule and I said, Michigan State until October 30th. That would be a crazy thing to go 30 days with just like not fucking with the bullshit.
I'm going to Tennessee and then Halloween and the beer pong tournament.
All right.
Just talk about how you have to
remove yourself from certain situations
when you're trying to better yourself.
Or even that, it's like, even just like every 5 years, I feel like you become like a different person. You know what I mean? Like, not like a completely different person, but it's like things got to move on. Like, eventually, the guy that was in the club becomes the guy that might just go to the local bar. The guy that goes to the local bar now just goes to sleep early because he got to get up for work. The guy that went home early.
Do you stop being close to people that...
Yeah, people fade. Everything fades.
I mean, but do you stop being close to people that you love, that they're not on the same type of...
Define close, though.
Okay, someone you would consider a brother.
Yeah, but it's still defined, like you said, stop being close. Are you talking about communicating with them on a regular? Because like...
I
think that, we talked about this earlier whenever I was like, you know, how certain people might feel a certain way about not communicating with them. Like, oh, we must have fell off. Like, no, we didn't actually. I still consider you one of my best friends. It's just we are no longer in our proximity together or you now have a family. I don't. I will be in these particular areas where I know I like to be at. When you're ready, you know, and we could put something together, we could do that. Right. But if we miss those moments, then we miss those moments. But I don't feel any type of way about that. You know what I mean?
So you're saying like distance doesn't mean like your friendship changes any?
Certain people, it's all the perception of it.
I mean, I feel that way.
That's exactly how.
Right. I ain't seen him in a minute, so why would I do this, this, and this? It's like, well, I mean, if you build
like me, which is kind of crazy. This is probably the longest time I went without talking to Kyle. Like,
oh man, see what I'm saying?
I mean, literally, me and Kyle, we probably haven't spoke in 2 months, 2-3 months. But that is the longest time me and Kyle have ever in life went without talking.
I bet you text him right now.
I don't geeked. I don't feel like our relationship has changed at all.
I don't think, not even in
the slightest bit. I can call Cal and we're going right back forever. Yeah. You know what I mean? Like, it's not even a thing.
And I think for me, the last 3 to 4 years, I've been the most distant friend that we all have. You know what I'm saying? Like,
you've been trying lately.
Trying lately what?
Well, it's because of the pod.
Being involved.
Yeah. I think I've now gotten to a place where, because over the last few years, it's been a lot of focus. Like, I know, like, I got to transform myself. And it's not about distancing myself. It's just about being focused.
Making time for things that are going to benefit me in my future.
Right. That's all that is. I'm not just trying to sit at home to avoid shit. I'm like, okay, this is what I'm doing. This time, sleep. You know what I'm saying? Really making some sacrifices.
And that's one of my problems. It's a huge problem of mine because I want to tap into everybody a little bit. And rather than just focusing on myself.
I know I need to do more of that.
So I do it all the time. I'm like, all right, man, you know, let me reach out to him. I ain't talked to him. You know what I mean? Just to keep those small, like, I'm thinking about you, blah, 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 instead of just, you know, really diving into what could make my future, you know, better. And I just.
He talking about a paper route of bitches. That's crazy.
A what?
a paper route of bitches. Let me tap into you. Just make sure I don't totally lose this line.
Nah, but I definitely need to do better, man. It's crazy that we talk about this because I woke up thinking about this, man. I woke up.
Today?
Yeah, today. Not in tears, but I woke up fucked up.
You was crying?
Yeah, bro. In my dream, I was crying.
Oh.
But I woke up.
So your heart was heavy?
I literally woke up like 3 a.m. because my
What's
dream.
What's wrong with me, man? I thought he was crying. I thought it was funny.
I felt like his crying face is trash, too.
We went to church to hear Aunt Pest speak, and for some reason, we got locked in the church. And
nobody filled up the collection plate.
I went to the back, came back out front, and I don't even want to speak it, but like one of our closest bros.
I don't want to hear it.
Died. I'm not even going to say his name because I don't want to put that out there. But bruh.
But I know he's talking about one of your bros, not mine.
One of yours, too. It would hurt you. And it made me realize, I'm like, damn, like, I've distanced myself way too much. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I need to reach out a little bit more. And I forget who it was that reached out to me. And I was like, yeah, yo, I got to start doing better. You know what I mean? I got to start reaching out. Because it's like, yeah, I'm grinding and I'm putting myself first. But
it ain't nothing to take a day to go, you know what I'm saying, lab it up for a little bit.
Right. 10 minute phone calls. Me and Kyle do it every few months where we just talk.
Just talk. Right.
For hours. You know what I'm saying? And that shit's needed. So
no, I agree with that. Like, when we was down.
Is it?
Yeah, I think it is.
Because this right here helps me.
I think an email.
This is easy. Yeah, this is easy. This is therapy.
This is therapy. This is helpful.
You don't believe it's therapy?
I'm not getting better. I know that.
I think you are.
Still not sleeping at night. Still boozed up, baby.
Yeah, but there's little things that are changing about you.
Oh, did you hear my work evaluation today? Didn't go good. Things ain't changing. You know what I mean? Still on the cutting board.
No. Things aren't changing.
Because you ain't changing.
That's what I'm saying.
Things aren't changing on the surface.
I mean,
but
action.
Your mind is changing. Right. Your mind is changing. You're not changing. Like, you're not doing it.
Because I'm getting old.
Like, now you're starting to feel bad about the dumb shit you're doing.
You're starting
to feel bad about the dumb shit you're doing.
And that's good. And you just need to take it to the next step and make the actions follow.
Before you were just like, you know, fuck work. Now you're like, look at his face. Like, this don't
his
feel
face
good.
Is like, what the fuck is it? No.
I just didn't like the way you said that.
Your decisions.
You sound like a bitch.
Your decisions need to change now.
It'll happen.
Man, fuck your decisions.
Because.
As soon as you saw that house.
I gave you the blueprint for a great business idea.
That was a terrible blueprint,
by
the way.
Crazy. And that's what I told you. I told you Job is too fucking smart for any business idea.
What you mean?
Hey, bruh, another one, dog.
He wants to hop up with a...
Bruh, it's been going crazy.
With a hoagie shop. Nothing,
but in the castle?
Bruh, all day.
That's good.
All day.
That's because she out there...
You know what's crazy? I think you're smart enough to be an entrepreneur, but I think your pessimism is going to make you a great entrepreneur.
Ooh, that sounded gay as fuck. He thought that shit was going to be deep.
Nah, boo. That's just real shit. You know what I'm saying?
What'd he say? I hear.
I think because of his pessimism, he'll end up being a great entrepreneur, but he could be a great entrepreneur.
Spell it.
It's just an I. Just an I in front. An entrepreneur is just somebody who takes somebody else's business, that their idea, to the next level. They got the trust to run the business, do something great, maybe start the
Bobby Mids, give me your shit. But you need to get the fuck on.
Job might not never start his own thing because he's like, he got all of the reasons why it won't work. But if somebody's already got the ball rolling, he'll take it to the next level and start his own department. That's an entrepreneur.
Sounds like a consulting firm. Do you need side bitches? Do you already have a bitch?
Damn, this is Gatorade.
Damn. What's wrong with you, man?
Yeah, but as far as changing, man, I think, because I was one of those people. I remember back up IUP, the 1 year I changed my life around and I became a weirdo. You know what I'm saying? Like, I was like, oh, God, like, this has to be God. Like, even breathing the wrong way.
You went from that to a conspiracy theorist.
Felt like I was, no, that was all in the same boat. That was all in there. That was all in there. You know what I'm saying? And then I realized, I'm like, yo, be yourself. Like, you ain't going to never touch nobody. You can't change and expect to touch people if you can't change and still be yourself.
Yeah, but at the same time, I feel like you said, like, you need like God. Like, people that need religion, I feel like, you know, you can do that without that. You just start doing things different, being a better person, not putting yourself in certain predicaments, like not going out here, not doing this. Like,
I agree and I disagree.
Clear your mind. I mean, I know it helps, but I'm just saying, like, whatever it is, but I'm saying, like, it's, I feel like in situations like that, like, religion's whatever it is for you, however you need it. But when it's specifically with this, where it's like, okay, I need to tighten up, you could just tighten up.
Right.
Now, religion is a good motivator, like you said. Get that ball rolling.
Right.
I can focus here. It'll give me, you know, replenishment. You know what I mean? But it's like, I don't think a lot of people, I think more people think they need that for that rather than really like salvation or like really like fighting off their real demons. You know what I mean? Like, I don't feel like those are real demons you're dealing with. It's kind of like your procrastination and your bullshit and you being out of shape. You know what I mean? Like, or things like this. Like, if, I guess if you need it for that, but I'm just saying, I feel like religion's like, use that for something a little bit bigger than this right now.
See,
like.
Okay. I feel what you're saying. Use it for something bigger. But I think to some people that is huge. Like, if, like, say if it's addiction. Yeah, I think.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, that's what I'm saying. Because, but that's that.
Did I just say that?
Is this thing on?
But when you said, you know, things that are in your way, I think that could be.
No, but what I'm saying is like a lot of people that are just like, I need to remove Ty out of my life. You know what I mean? He'd be doing this or he's here, whatever, because he's like, man, I need to clear my mind because, you know, I'm trying to be with God. He ain't with God. It's like, actually, you guys are probably on the same level.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? You just need to stop your bullshit. You know what I mean? Like I said, get your schedule together, sleep schedule, whatever it is. You know what I mean? Like me, like, I don't need God. I need rest. You know what I mean? I need, you know, whatever therapy, you know what I mean? Whatever it would be, you know what I mean? Stop my mind from moving or whatever. I don't know. All I'm saying is, like, I don't need to, you know, rear back on that God thing or religious thing so hard where it's like, hey, brother, how you doing today? You blessed. You know that, brother. You've been blessed. Right. You've always been blessed.
Like, playing that part.
Yeah, so I'm saying, like, you don't have to change into, like, you know, a Farrakhan or do all these things, whatever.
Right. I don't think you have to become the church-going person, but I think it's important.
I think it does help. It has a good structure to it. And structure helps people.
I think the spiritual aspect of it is imperative for you to get answers, clarity, and for things to move along faster and to get strength to fight certain things. You know what I'm saying?
I feel because like those things come. Because, like, once you get into that.
There's some things you can't battle by yourself.
Yeah, I know that. But what I'm saying is on a certain,
like,
level, on a small,
like,
level.
Addiction.
Addiction?
Yeah. Like addiction. You know what I'm saying? Or even just, you know what I'm saying? You could just be a fat person who fucking diabetic. You can't stop and eating. There's some shit that you just can't battle by yourself. You're just not strong enough without that.
I hear you.
Without that, like, spiritual side.
When is it too much when you're trying to change somebody to be better for themselves?
So, what, reword that for
what
me.
I mean, like,
yeah, he lost me too.
So how can I say it? Like, when people start going down a better path,
mm-hmm.
they start putting everything they're learning and doing on everybody else around them.
Mm.
They're in that terrible.
It happens all the time.
Religiously. Yeah. You feel me?
Yeah.
Levels. I mean,
but it happens all the time. I mean, not even with just religion. I mean, right.
Why I got to be a scumbag because you couldn't get it together.
Like, literally, I was talking to Job. I was literally talking to Job on the phone. What was it? 2 days ago. I was like, bruh, we about to go start working out. He's like, all right, so since you working out now, you're going to try to drive me down that same lane.
Now I got to change my life.
Now I got to change my life because now you want to do it. Like, when, like, I don't know, because I know I do it a lot. I do it a lot. When I am doing better and trying to do better, I put it on everybody around me.
Yeah, but you don't put it on them. See, that's how the negative, like, I'm talking about the negative way. You know what I mean? It's like.
Well, I don't bash people.
No, but you be like, hey, Joe, we need to go hard for these next 2 months. We got to do this and this. And I was like, man, I got, like, you don't understand how it feels like to literally stay up, if not all night, till 5 a.m, get those few hours of sleep. And you're like, we about to do this for the day. And I was like, man, I don't even go out on Friday. About maybe 2 times in the past 2 months because I'm knocked out by 7. Or, you know what I mean? I'm so
disappointed. That's that day where you try to get it. Yeah, I hear you.
Two things. One, everybody's walk ain't the same. If this is the thing that you were battling and that's what you're battling, everybody else ain't battling it. Alcohol ain't my addiction. Just because you had to go to rehab for alcohol, I can drink. I don't need to do that. You don't need to come at me with guilt and shame. Number two, if you have to use manipulation, which is guilt, shame, and trying to make somebody feel bad, you're probably not supposed to be inspiring that person.
Or motivating somebody.
Because there's a difference between inspiration and using guilt and manipulation to try to so-called help somebody. I think the intentions are there, but a lot of people will try to
become like sociopaths too.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Because they just changed their life and they got some good stuff going on.
I mean, it happens with me. Like, there's some people that, like, I'll talk to certain people in my family. Because, like, as soon as, like, I don't read up on a lot of things that I should be reading up on that could change my life.
Yeah, you could just read
stuff. I literally take it from my friends and my peers and people that are close to me and try to make decisions off of my trust in them, which is probably not the best way to go about it.
That's not at all.
Keep
doing it.
That's literally just what I'm doing right now.
I think
keep talking to me then.
Huh?
I think that I think
obviously,
but go ahead. I'm listening.
I know it's terrible.
I don't know if it's terrible.
That's literally just where I'm at with everything right now. I see things working out certain kind of ways. I go ahead and move a certain kind of way, and then I go ahead and let people know that these are moves and plays that you can make in your life to make it better, because I'm seeing it happen. And you can tell when some people are listening and other people aren't listening, and there's other people that's not willing to change their ways.
What do you do when that person's not listening or they can't hear or / understand what you're saying?
Keep pressing.
Keep pressing them?
Keep pressing them solely on the fact of I care. If I care, I'm going to keep letting you know.
In that moment, or are you going to come back like, you know what, let me wait for a creative way. Let me find a different way to get through to you. Or in this moment, I got to keep pressing.
No.
Okay.
It's always different times and situations where I'll reiterate what I was trying to get across.
Okay.
And
I've learned that if you can't hear me in this moment, our conversation on this is done. You know what I'm saying? There's no point in me wasting any time if you're not ready, because you might not be ready for 2 years. So ain't no point in us wasting 2 hours. I'd rather just enjoy the rest of the cookout with you. You can't hear me right now. And unless I can come up with a creative way to get through to you, I'm not supposed to be trying to convince you, because all it's going to turn into is a fight, a war, an argument, something that don't need to be. Let me just show you love. Whenever you're ready to come around, you're going to come around.
And then you probably think that I'm something that I'm not when I'm just trying to help, which sucks.
Or, or you just think that they're a weirdo. And then eventually when you come around 3 years from now, they'd be like, oh, I see what you was trying to say. But, you know what I'm saying? I used to try to go here and try to convince. But then I realized, if they can't hear you, they just can't hear you. You know what I'm saying? And it's all good.
Right.
It's all good.
They ain't listening.
I was in a group chat today, and I'm like, yo, what's the play? I'm like, I got the bread. What'd they say? Apple, Microsoft?
No, but that.
Literally. I'm just watching.
They gonna get me rich.
Like, oh. And I did the same thing.
Bing.
I'm in two investment groups. I'm in the one you're in, and I'm in the one with my pops. And when somebody said the market was down 700%, I was like, okay, it's Black Friday. Let me go buy some stuff that's on sale. So when Brent said Microsoft and somebody else said Apple, I bought them too.
Immediately. I was like, oh.
Partials. Bank, I didn't buy the whole joints.
Oh, me too. Partials.
But
I got Brent like that. I bought partials.
I still want to live.
Yeah, I bought partials. But I was like, but regardless, right. regardless, I was like, oh, it's like
you guys,
I'm in there.
I know that you guys are doing the research. And I trust.
And that's exactly what I'm saying. I'm at with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, if they're doing it, then that's where I'm at with it.
What that means is you're someone that's listening. So they know that they could pour into. You wouldn't be in that group chat if you weren't someone that couldn't be poured into.
Okay.
Because remember, Job and Dak got removed.
I don't even know what we're talking about.
Because Job was always, oh, this is bullshit. Y'all stupid. This is dumb. And Dak was like,
Job was in that group chat?
Dak was like,
he's got to be lying.
And Dak kept saying, everybody going to die by 2021. Yo, remember? Listen, no. This was 2017. Job was in.
There's no way.
Job was in the group chat when we started talking about stocks. Job was like, "This is dumb."
No,
as fuck.
Don't. You don't guys add are me to fuck. A group chat. I just don't. No, just don't. I can't.
Group chats like that?
Oh my god! Oof.
I don't be.
Even if they're about meme and comedy.
The one we're in right now, just with us. With, mm-hmm. I love you guys, and this is all bullshit. Talking back and forth. The fact that my phone goes off and I can't find a setting to ignore it, and you're on this phone.
Oh, I can do it.
But I'm like this, but not fast enough today. That I'm really, I woke up to 27 messages and I said, these motherfuckers are just buzzing all night. And I was like, nothing here is funny. Fuck what we're talking about. Like, I just, and then most of the time, I want to put that like this. I was like, you brought me here. Watch this negative energy that I'm about to drop a bomb about. I want you to regret the fact that you even thought about me.
Why are you so angry?
Why are I just a, I'm that
I don't
guy.
Understand it. I really don't Because
you didn't, it. You didn't, first off, you didn't, I didn't give you consent to put me in this, all right?
Yo, fuck your consent.
No, oh, exactly. So all of a sudden now it's fuck my consent.
Okay, no, we are a part of
Nobody said, first off, I don't believe I was ever in that
We group. Are part of the hottest show in all of Winster,
yes,
Pennsylvania, bruh. We are up there with WBVP, bruh.
Yes, you sound, first off, that's the worst follow on Facebook. Their camera angles are trash. Their play calling on the games are garbage. It's like, zoom in a little bit.
They know about us, bruh.
And their posts are like information release. And there's no information
WBVP
release.
WBVP know about us.
Good.
We're going to acquire them. He just laughed. I'm dead serious.
I got a couple 8-balls right now. We go down there and buy that spot. Get studio
Fly
time.
Out.
All right. Listen, all I'm saying is I just don't like the force feed. Don't do that to me. Talk to me about it. What did I tell you yesterday when we were sitting at the bar? Not drinking, bitch.
We weren't drinking.
What I tell you? I said, it's ridiculous how much I don't know about money, how it works now. We're about to get into cryptocurrency, and I don't have shit figured out as it is right now at my age. I was like, if there was like a legit class.
He said he doesn't know how, like, I was like, bro, just buy some.
Job hates conversations.
No. I said, but no, see, that's not the angle. No, we're not talking about that. I'm talking about how it moves and how I can use it without using my, you know what I mean? Like the credit thing and or like mortgages and then like borrowing from your insurance instead of borrowing from like banks. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean? Like these things. And I'm like,
if you was in the group chat, you'd be hearing all that. We talk about that shit. Pooling equity, keeping your stock money in, being able. Yeah. Being Bruh. Able to pool money without
I'll be in there. I'll be in there.
No, like, I'm talking, no, listen. But see, and that's what everybody talks about. Everybody says that.
Because Kevion.
Obviously, I don't know. But hold on real quick. This is what I'm saying. I don't care. I'm talking about this. I'm talking about, like, I want a step-by-step manual. I am visual.
Okay.
Do this. Tomorrow when you wake up, go to the bank. Tell them this. Start this. And you know what I mean? Like, I will. Because what I am is, I'm a good soldier. You know what I mean? If I have to lead somebody, okay, come on, bro. We going to do this if I know.
Why are you looking at me?
No, I'm just saying, like, in general, you was next to me. You know why. No, but that's what I'm saying. But I know how to be a good soldier. You know what I'm saying? Like, a good, like, teammate. Like, a good, like, I'm this guy. I play this position. Tell me what to do, coach. Oh, you have to do this 6 times a week. You need to eat like this. I'm going to do it because that's what, boom, you gave me a plan. Once I get the plan, I will follow that. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Everybody says, all we got to do is, I'm like, how? How, bitch? I don't have this. How? What do I got to do? Where do I have to start? I'm talking about ground zero. Or fuck ground zero. Negative ground. Where I got to go. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And you want me to listen to people, one, that I don't fucking know or trust. Two, do they have it? Can I just get it off them? Are they the plug? And you're telling me you kicked me out of that group. And I never remember being in it.
No, we didn't kick you out of the group. We started an investment group, and we knew from that group chat that you would not want to be involved. And we knew Dak would not want to be involved.
Oh, good, because that's exactly what you guys told me.
And we ended the
group. Because I remember when I told you that they was like, yeah, man, they told me about some investment group. They wanted to get some interest. I mean, see if y'all was interested. I told them no. So he was like, nah, we just removed them. So they just assumed shit. You know what I mean?
No, we didn't assume nothing.
Go fuck yourself.
Your energy in the group chat.
This fucking charcuterie was board is always trash.
Bro, right? Why are you so negative all the time?
I just like to rub people the wrong way.
I think
sometimes.
It just explained why. Nah, I think you just explained why. I think when you have a group of people who might not be experts, who are just trying to learn themselves, trying to give all this
That's
shit.
That's not what I said, but
all
right.
No, hold on. And they're all sitting here talking like they're experts. He's like, yo, listen, you keep saying this and this and this, and I want to know exactly how to do it. Let's stop talking all of this shit. What is step one,
stop
step
talking
two,
about what
step
it
three,
is.
Step four,
stop talking about
five.
How we're going to do it right now.
Right.
Right now.
So, and to me.
You're going
to
pull up, we're going to shoot him, then we're going to run around this corner, get another car, we're going to drive back up the street.
So, you need it all.
Let's go. No. And we ain't going to talk about what we're going to do
whole
tomorrow.
Itinerary. And once you got that itinerary, you're ready to go.
I'm up at 6 a.m. doing the push-ups, doing my pull-up, you know, whatever you need me to do. I need you to walk outside, see if your neighbor's looking out his window.
See, right. I don't think
I understand parts
decisions
of that.
Like that work. I don't think you can do that. You kind of have to have.
You have to be a part of the groundwork.
You have to be a part of the groundwork.
Because
you
that's what most
I'm
of us
talking about
doing.
The groundwork.
No, but you
but
don't
you
have,
make your own decisions.
You don't have patience enough to try to brainstorm with us.
What's there to brainstorm about? We
a
know,
lot of shit.
We know what we're trying to get.
No, but we don't know all of the steps. So all the steps you're trying
why
to figure
are we
out. See, because we're trying to figure out the steps that you want. Together.
Sick of y'all, man.
When, together.
Bitch.
You a hoe ass boy.
I feel like they say you gotta call your bitch at the end of this. No, so you gotta understand. Like,
right. No, you weren't paying attention. I felt like you'd been on my side if you'd heard me.
No, I wasn't paying attention. I was looking at it. My phone. My bad.
No, because you was on my side last night. I said exactly that to him.
I know.
And then
know,
all of a sudden you get around black people, you start acting different.
The camera's here.
Where's my phone?
The camera's here.
Fuck y'all.
No, my bad, bro.
No, but I feel where you're coming from, Joe.
Ooh, look at us.
Yeah, I ain't even spray it.
What?
Get your boy.
What's up with that?
Your shirt? Let me get your shirt.
That's some shit right there.
Hey, cologne, bruh.
Nah, because it's purple. So is that the lavender?
Yeah. You know how you be smoking them squares.
Mm-hmm. And it and it blows down my back. It'll catch it now.
Mm-hmm. You have no idea.
No, he got an idea. His baby found him.
Right, there was a cigarette in Nettie's Acura for the longest. Every time I got in the whip.
She sent me a picture of it, and I was like this. I was like, no, it wasn't mine. I swear to God, I wasn't smoking in the whip. No, I would never
When
do
I
that.
Finally gave her the car back, she was like, whose cigarette is this? I said, yeah, that's Job's. Job had cigarettes in my baby's car seat.
Nah, so
she was packing ports.
So we figured out Job.
No, we didn't. You guys do this like
Joe
all the time.
Joe don't want any money. That's what we're going to do. Every single podcast, it's going to be.
Break Joe down?
No. It's going to be moral of the story by Ty.
The moral of the story. Black people are staying alive. So. But that was hilarious.
Moral of the story. That's what we're going to do every single pod.
Right. Because I know for a fact, if you'd have put me in that group chat, first off, I probably wouldn't have knew half the numbers in there.
You were in it.
Second of all, I wouldn't have responded.
You weren't.
I'd have just read it and been like, okay,
you responded like the first few days, and then you let us know, like, yo, get me out of this fucking shit.
Yeah.
And so we respected your wish. So it wasn't like we took you out because.
I'm going to start a group chat and I'm going to put you in it.
Hey, yo, bro.
I got some really wild people. Like, you think I'm wild.
I don't want to sound like crazy.
I only want
bro.
It to be productive.
Can you make me a
no.
little.
It's not going to be productive. Sammy, it's going to be just like this.
Wheat or you want the garbage?
Nah, I want the wheat. Pepperoni, mustard on top.
No cheese. Because you got Gouda. You got Gouda, Munster. Look, Pepper Jack? Is that
Ooh,
Pepper
let Jack. Me try. Let me try some Gouda, bro. All right. I don't think I ever had no Gouda.
You ain't never had no Gouda shit.
In half.
I'm going to lay it on. You can break it up.
All right.
Look at you. You want to try some Munster, too?
Some what?
Munster.
No, I don't. What's Munster?
Cheese, motherfucker. More of the story. He ain't educated. Monster too. It's that. You never been to Wisconsin? It's
that. No, we got to go to a Green Bay game.
I feel like once in your life, like that's like
you have to like kind
of. That's
go
like
there.
One of those like.
Yep.
I feel the same.
It's iconic.
Yes, I feel the same.
Could we start with the Steelers game or a Pitt game? Like just one of those. Wake up in the morning. Get down there. I don't want to get after it after. You know what I'm saying? Just like, I just want to be there. I want to
RV trip right around the corner. I can't wait.
I just want to see him.
What's the RV trip?
White people and Wiz. Because he got money.
Man. Oh, yeah. Y'all went on one a while ago. I was
you going to South Carolina, Tennessee?
Yeah.
That
was one y'all did a few years ago.
I want to go to that shit.
I was hating. I was like, man, what the fuck? Don't even invite married men no more, man. I'm like, nah,
this dude. Bruh, you don't be around, bruh. I'll be right there. I'll be right next to everybody. Nobody invites me.
But everybody knows you're not going.
That's true. But this is something I would do as long as I could take a shit on the RV.
Oh, so you're going?
No.
Why not?
Los is even going.
What's up? Is there is there
DP,
room?
DP.
See, if DP's
Jimmy the Bull,
going, that's easy for me.
Brad.
That means Danielle's okay.
Kenny.
With it. Danny's going?
There's a bunch of married men going.
Wiz.
So what's up? Why don't you send the evening?
Josh Ginther is going. He's a assistant principal of the middle school.
How can we get a second RV? Like, what? How did?
There's three or four RVs going.
What's up? Why don't y'all send out no invite? Why ain't the whole pod going so we can do a pod episode?
That would be crazy.
Why don't we have our own pod RV?
Pod RV would be crazy.
That'd be dope.
That'd be dope.
Who would drive?
Danny.
No, I said like just a pod RV, like doing the pod like ESPN game
These
day.
These crackers is fire.
We would hire somebody.
Those crackers is fire.
Mm-hmm.
Try one of these, bro. Yeah, she needs a reason to get
fell asleep.
Yeah, I don't know, but I know she's always had like bad jobs, whatever.
Hey, yo, why Carter? Why Carter just fake sleep?
Called you was like, hey dad, I just wanted you to know I'm going to bed right now.
No, I just called him just now. He said. Hello. What you doing? He said, sleep.
That's hilarious. If you were asleep, you wouldn't answer the phone.
Yeah, right. You'd be knocked. Like, come on. Shut up. Hello.
He got a game console up there?
Yeah.
Oh, so he's up there playing the game.
Yeah, yeah. And then I said, what's that noise I hear in the background if you're asleep? He said, what noise? I'm like, the noise I hear in the background. He's like, I'm in my room, Dad.
That's
Carter. All right, Carter.
That is funny.
I get it. Carter had a week, bro. First off.
I remember the in-school. Break the in-school suspension down. I heard you talking about it.
Got the in-school suspension from walking down the hallways, screaming rap songs, saying the N-word, and throwing up gang signs.
Do you know what that means? Let me hear your interpretation of it. I heard how you spoke to him, but what's your interpretation of what he's feeling?
He's feeling like he got to fit in.
You think that's what it is?
Do I think he's a gangster?
Brother, listen, that thug shit feels good.
That's what I'm saying. He's trying to fit in.
That ain't about fitting in. That's about, I feel like a man. I feel like I'm on top of the fucking world. Real shit, bruh. So... That's what. So,
No. I feel you.
I'm
feel
saying
you.
That to say he just needs
what,
to
he feels
figure
like he's
out
a part of something.
No. he just needs to figure out how to feel that within himself and who he is.
This is hilarious. But I know what you mean.
Because you, who you are right now, that's who you are. You're on top of the fucking world. You don't give a fuck about any. You don't try to be anybody else within Ty's skin. You the fucking man.
Right.
So he thinks, he sees Al Jameer and, oh, y'all the man? Okay. That's what I got to do to be the man? If you show him, that ain't what you got to do. All you got to do is be fully Carter. And then Al Jameer and them will start saying, damn, I want to be like Carter.
True. That's true.
That's it. Because he just wants to,
But at that same moment.
Bro, do it. Just try it.
Just throw it up a little bit. Hey,
it, nigga.
Throw it up.
Nigga. Talk like Dig, nigga. What the fuck, nigga? Shit, nigga. Talk like Dig, nigga. Nigga, hey, nigga. I see y'all podcast, nigga. Keep doing. I love the way you elevate, man. The way you progress, man. That shit's inspired, man. That shit's real. I fuck with it, man. Fuck with
but you. But y'all didn't fuck with what I was doing in school or anything until we became adults.
Doesn't matter. You're going to have that resistance period. And tell him that. There's going to be a resistance period. Everybody's going to be like, this is corny, this is this. Stick to it. Eventually, they're going to be like, damn, Ty, they're going to start to ask you for advice. Tell him that. Because you're right. I remember hearing sending them say, man, he be up there with the white boys. He corny. I remember 2 years from then, I seen him up at the IMBS trying to
parlay.
You know what I'm saying?
Go down there.
You see how deep he is in that kettle?
You want Joe Bang Jones?
Nowhere. Oh, no, you got the blow and go out to Twitter.
You see how deep he is in that kettle?
Boys get pulled over one time and get out on him.
You see how deep he is in that kettle? Bro, I keep touching my face.
Because it's the first time you felt it in a minute.
Yeah, I know. I was on at home all day.
Boys ain't been drinking? Stupid ass boy. Mm. They be them Christians that don't know shit.
Boys ain't been drinking.
You ain't been out in these worlds.
Boys ain't been drinking.
He dropped his dust. He dropped his dust for 2 years at community college.
Boys ain't been drinking.
Hold up, Joe grabbing his keys. We still ain't rap.
Hold on. Who's rapping?
Who's rapping? Who's rapping?
If Rico ain't here.
Grow up in the hood where they trapping. But I'm clapping these cheeks, boy. Yeah, these meat, boy. Looking at the picture, yeah, that's meat, boy. Yeah, that's meat, boy. I brought the food, yeah, this week, boy.
Weak, boy.
But that food wasn't weak, boy.
Wasn't weak,
Buffalo chicken dip in your seats, in your cheeks, boy.
That'd have been crazy.
Your cheeks, boy.
I was about to say that. God damn. But you said cheeks 3 times already. God damn.
I ain't say cheeks 3 times.
3 times.
I ain't say cheeks 3 times.
I came through, I brought 3 rhymes.
Three rhymes.
I do my shit, I do it 3 times.
3 times.
Nigga, 3 grinds. That's 3 incomes, nigga. 3 grinds.
Ooh.
3 Glocks, nigga. 3 9s.
3 9s.
3 pop, pop. 3 times. That was 2 when I pop, pop. Ah. But you know what it is, nigga. 3 mine.
3 mine.
Mind my own business.
See mines.
See mines. 3 minds. Question, Paul,
hey,
hold up.
Hey,
rewind.
That C Miles is on point.
6 minds. Wish Rico was here. Rico, he be killing shit. That shit's clear.
Mm-hmm.
Charcuterie board.
Purchase your track today.
Yeah.
Yo, hit it. This is a good one too.
Come on.
What?
Don't know, man. I'll turn the lights down.
MIT with it.
Young boys got me for my strap.
Strap.
I ain't bullshitting. No cap.
No cap.
I was in the stall. I ain't trying to rap. Halftime. Man, I just need to do crap.
Right.
Get it out my butt. Now I'm getting shut. Down. Can't even come back round.
Back in town.
Sick it out his butt.
Know what it is, man. Hit the town. Hit up B and yo, B. I got a couple bands. Get my phone back. That's what it be. That's my mans.
I hit it quick. He's one of the first people I hit.
And he ain't no and quit.
Yeah, he said he was like this. He's like, I'm gonna hit you back.
What, AB
but
and
he
quit?
Ain't tell me shit.
AB home.
Nah, we're talking about somebody else.
Thought AB was home. Miss you, bro.
We talking legends.
R.I.P.
Shit.
Walking around with bald heads.
Bald heads.
Walking around with bald head.
Yeah, it's fall, yeah.
Crip working in his pro cast.
Ooh, pro cast.
No skateboard. He special ed.
Let it out. Niggas how we do. Bring the mothers out.
Mothers out.
Got the uns and bring the butter out. It was fall, so niggas quick to bring them yutters out. And we out here, yeah, it's gutter out. Side. Niggas, they want ride. Ride. Terrell Pride, number 5. Why? Niggas high, they moving sly. Shout out to Sly. Niggas lie, women lie, but numbers don't. That's a lie. What you doing? Yeah, they front.
Say something.
Roll up the
Joe,
blunt.
You up, bruh. Pause with it. Driving with the cars with it. Driving with the in it. Yeah, that shit, yeah, that ain't authentic. That ain't authentic.
Authentic.
We in it. Get on with it. Pass on.
Yeah.
Yeah, half in a foreign, like I'm dropped through falls with it.
In the whip, you got the broads in it, laws in it. Police called, they got the laws in it, the laws in it. Hold up, I come through, the laws finished. Related to the laws, so the laws finished. Is it talking?
I forgot they couldn't hear it. They can't hear the they can't hear the music. So they don't even know what's going down. They can't hear the music, they don't know what's going down.
Put your headphones up.
Oh yeah, hold on. Let me get it.
Put some ham in that buffalo dip.
Hulu ad manager is
chill. You must
blood thrown through my vein. But I'm really a creep.
We pick all beats, they got a picture
y'all
of me.
Hear,
going.
Y'all gonna hold on.
If the beat got a picture of me.
Y'all gonna hear this today. Hold on. Oh. Joe wore that yesterday.
Been about a week though.
Been about a week though.
But I ain't weak though.
Been about a week though.
Tired like Shaq's free throw.
Job only fuck with weak hoes.
That's who hits my line though. You eat what you fed.
I'm in Rondo.
I'm in a bind though.
Hit him with that Rondo. Hit him with that Rondo.
Are you on live?
Pass an assist, man. That's Gonjo.
Are you on live?
No, we ain't on live. We on that snap, boy.
Oh, we out of here.
Y'all be on
safe.
That snap, boy. Gotta rock that snap, boy. Yeah, we in the basement. You thought we was in the trap, boy.
Huh.
Gave you a hat that looked like some carpet. Man, that shit look like dog shit. He got a belt on the back. That's holding off for life, bruh.
Stop snatching my arm, man. Everybody go to way.
That's a winner fitted. Going hard. That's a winner with it.
Hey, hold on. Get back out.
That's a spinner with it. I done won the game. That's a winner with it.
The they black duck funny. He getting shitty, he getting runny. Mr. Elmer Fudd. Boy, that Nebraska shit, it's a dud.
Purchase your track.
Take that
today.
Shit back to Arizona. He gave it to you because you was sweating in the Rio.
On that Rona. Job got that Rona
trying
right
to pull
now.
Out Miss Cleo.
Job thinks we forgot he couldn't smell the other day and he came through. He don't give a fuck, he going slay. He don't give a fuck, he going play. He said, Murd, I can't stay shit. And he went to Athens the same day. He ain't responsible. He ain't even wear a mask. He ain't even wear a glass. He got liquor and don't even got a flask. He don't care, niggas off in class. What you doing? That blunt, you going to let that drag? Hit that lighter with it. Hide up with it. I'm with Tider with it. I call him Ty Jack. Tider with it. Tiger with it. I'm on the shit, hit me up, rider with it. You can look up with it Wednesday. I'm on title with it. It's real shit. Go on title, look up with it Wednesday. With the media, we everywhere.